Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of California news stories. First, the latest numbers about the fires closest to us in the Bay Area. The Glass Fire is still burning in Napa and Sonoma counties and has been burning since last Sunday. As of last night, Cal Fire reports nearly 59,000 acres have burned and the fire is only 5% contained. 110 structures have been damaged and 589 have been destroyed. 30 crews of over 2,500 people representing federal, state, and county agencies are trying to put out the fire. There is progress in putting out the Zog Fire in Shasta County. That blaze is now 39% contained. Almost 56,000 acres have burned. 4 people have died. 153 structures have been destroyed. Up to 40 crews with 1,700 folks are working on it. One of them is the child known as Baby Yoda. Ben Trefney reports.
Sasha Tinning was shopping with her 5-year-old grandson Carver in Scappoose, Oregon, when they saw the child. They took the child to a wildland firefighter donation center. Carver attached a note to the child that said, quote, "Here's a friend in case you get lonely," unquote. Now, you might be wondering, and no, this isn't a human child. It's a toy version of the child, otherwise known as Baby Yoda from the Star Wars spinoff show The Mandalorian. The doll is now the star of a Facebook page called Baby Yoda Fights Fires, with over 32,000 followers. Click it and you'll find hundreds of photos of firefighters posing with Baby Yoda. And now, the child's presence has been requested by firefighting crews across the West, including here in California. Firefighters need all the help they can get, thanks to Carver. The force is with them. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols explains what activities are and are not allowed at the polls.
Here's what President Trump said at Tuesday's debate.
President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it.
In California and across the country, people have the right to observe what happens at the polls and to ask questions, as long as they don't interfere with voting. Here's Sacramento County Registrar of Voters, Courtney Bailey Canellas.
We are a completely open public process, which means observers, whether you're part of a group or not, you can come and watch any part of the process.
Canella says there are some ground rules that apply to all counties statewide.
You cannot intimidate, harass, or ask voters any personal questions. And if you do, then you will be asked to leave.
You also can't bring campaign signs or flags or wear clothing for a specific candidate inside the voting site.
Because we do want that to be a safe, neutral space.
If an observer wants to ask people who they voted for, they must do that at least 25 feet away from the entrance, and any campaigning must take place at least 100 feet away. Finally, Canella says the number of observers allowed in voting areas will be more limited this year to comply with COVID-19 precautions. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
For more than 2 decades after banning it, Californians will have the opportunity to vote on affirmative action this year. But even amid protests for racial justice, the measure is still struggling. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The auditor found a lack of...
Affirmative action allows employers and schools to consider race and gender in decisions about employment, admissions, and contracting. It's meant to give a leg up to groups that have historically faced discrimination. California voters outlawed the practice in government and public schools in the 90s. Proposition 16 would reinstate affirmative action, but polls show it lacks support, with roughly 1 in 4 voters still undecided. Darnell Hunt is the dean of social sciences at UCLA. He plans to vote for Prop 16, but isn't involved with the campaign.
The fact that the polls are showing that there's only lukewarm support, for me, suggests that the messaging just has not been on target.
Meaning Prop 16 backers haven't been making their case to voters. Hunt says it's a missed opportunity since many are questioning systemic racism after George Floyd was killed by Minnesota police.
Tools like affirmative action were created to address those problems. I don't know that people understand the connection between Proposition 16 and affirmative action and structural racism.
The Prop 16 campaign has raised millions and says it's only begun to roll out ads. UC Berkeley pollster Mark DiCamillo says that could help boost its polling numbers over the next few weeks. While surveys show conservative voters strongly oppose the measure, liberal voters are more likely to support it, though many are still undecided.
If those late deciders break the same way as the early vote deciders among Democrats, that would be a good sign, and we'll obviously see that in our next poll.
But there's a time crunch. Ballots have to be mailed by October 5th, meaning many Californians can begin voting next week. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.